things are turning green again. Oh, how nice is that? It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Matt, Brett, have you been outside, man?
I have, yeah. It's awesome out there, man.
There is that moment every spring where it's like it's the first time you've ever seen green. You're like, oh, things are alive again after the snow, which is pretty remarkable considering a week and a half ago we were buried under a foot of snow, but... it's, you know, for the most part melted and things are looking good. It's Easter weekend here. Do you have any big plans for Easter weekend?
Just some family stuff. Not it for me.
I got Park Tavern coming on up. Delicious Park Tavern.
I'll do it. Yeah.
I'm going to have some fun with that.
You going to bowl at all?
Of course, you get the bowling hour of bowling with every reservation you get on Easter with the Easter brunch buffet. You get an hour of bowling with the family. And that's actually one of the better parts of the whole thing is it becomes much more. So we go to we'll do sunrise service. And because once again, a disclaimer, and by the way, I'm going to put this disclaimer out for the whole show because I'm going to get into some religious stuff in a little bit here. You do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. I'm Catholic, so there you go. We'll do the sunrise service, maybe some chocolate, maybe, just maybe. And then head on over to, get a Park Tavern, have a little breakfast, some bowling, and then just relax for the rest of the day, which is always nice.
Bumpers or no bumpers?
Bumpers, because I am a big wuss ball. I am. So no matter what you're up to, I hope you have a wonderful Easter and a wonderful weekend. Happy Passover. I believe it's Passover today for the Jewish faith. All my best to you, the listeners who are celebrating that, and just have a nice weekend for sure. It definitely seems a little bit lighter out there. I think a lot of people have today off with the Friday. 952-946-6205. So I have been trying my hardest to find a replacement for Onions and Orchids. Now, if you were a longtime listener of the show here, Onions and Orchids was a brilliant thing. It was this – basically, it was a comment section of an online internet news story printed in a paper, and you could maintain your – that's it. You could maintain your anonymity, and the Mesabi Daily News up on the range would run the thing out there. And it was one of those things where the onion or the orchids would be, oh, thanks to the ladies down at the auxiliary because they just did a great job with the flowers out there in the park. That was really special. Thank you very much. But, of course, the onions were generally – for some reason, Mountain Lake – or Mountain Iron, rather. Mountain Iron, which is this little town right next to Virginia. There was just this – you can just see the angry old guy screaming, get out of my yard, as he was talking about all you people there. Of course, there was a lot of, you know, Obama is Hitler, you know, sort of things like that. And they would publish this. And I kept saying to myself, you're going to get sued. And apparently it sounds like that might have happened. I'm not sure exactly, but – needless to say, you had to put your name on them, and that just ruined it. Oh, the minute all of a sudden, all these bravado, big, tough guys, the minute they had to put their name on it, was like, I don't have anything to say. Why would I want to put my name on these delusional, irresponsible rants? Why? So we lose. We all lose, people. We all lose. Trust me. Some of those onions and orchids were brilliant. But I think I might have found a replacement. To a point, it's these neighborhood internet chat groups that are out there, like Nextdoor and stuff like that. There is some wild stuff on there.
Oh, you get Nosy Neighbor on there.
Nosy Neighbor, you get all out wars. There's the one woman, I was reading one of them, I believe this was in Burnsville. She did not want to believe that turkeys weren't chickens. And
is she the same person that had the problem with the pickleball?
No, the pickleball, that was a different time, wasn't it?
That wasn't Bernie. Yeah, that was Apple Valley.
Apple Valley, yeah. The damn pickleball. That damn pickleball, man. No, she's convinced there's turkeys running around in her neighborhood. There's turkeys everywhere. For goodness sakes, people, we have warned you about the North Minneapolis turkeys. Do not mess with them. They are the meanest street gang you have ever seen in your life. Seriously, the North Minneapolis turkeys, that is not – cross to the other side of the road, man. Do not even just – don't give my contact. Do not give the North Minneapolis turkeys eye contact. You will go down. You will go down. But apparently there are turkeys running through her neighborhood in Burnsville, a fairly common thing, and she is convinced they're someone's chickens. And I was like, How big do you think the bucket at KFC is?
Gobble, gobble.
And so no matter what, people keep posting pictures on this of people with turkeys and a chicken next to each other. And she's like, she thinks they're trying to trick her. No, it's a turkey. They live in the... Anyway, needless to say, there are some. Here is a great one. This is it's not local here on this one, but this is just great. The week I got in a thing in my mailbox to join a social network next door. People in my neighborhood can alert each other about crime and stuff like that. Great idea, but today someone posted the most ridiculous thing ever. This is the post. My wife and I are having a baby. I'm starting a meal train because it is our first, and neither of us have a clue of what we're doing. If you are feeling neighborly, so I clicked on the link because there is no way these people are asking strangers to make them food because they have one baby. Which, by the way, I kind of agree with them. I'm like, sorry, you should have thought this through before you decided to get pregnant, but... Turns out they are, in fact, asking total strangers to help them with the most millennial phrasing I've ever seen in my life. And
you're going to go after the millennials.
Well, no, I'm reading what he's saying here. As the father-to-be, I'm teetering on offensive emotions. On one side is joy and excitement, of course, but on the other side is a great deal of fear. One of the things I am most afraid of is not getting a great deal of sleep, and as a result, not being in the best frame of mind to offer my wife the support she needs to recover from the childbirthing process. That's why I'm putting together this. Could I have done this when I had my three kids? Especially by the time I got to the third one and I had the other two fighting with each other? Could I have done this? I'm sleepy. That's why I'm putting together this meal train or mental health check-in train or do you need any help today train? The meal would be awesome if you feel comfortable reaching out before you arrive to see if we might need anything else. That would be even more awesome. Okay, so, all right. So what you've got here, first-time parents, going to have a kid. And his phrasing needs some work. But first baby, he must not realize other people have had children, so this is not just something that he's tormented with on this planet. But, you know, unless he's having the baby, then, yeah, you know what? I'm with him. I mean, yeah, you're going to be tired, dude. I'm just going to let you know. Trying not to be negative, going back to the guy that posted this, trying not to be negative, I figured maybe it's like if you make a lasagna and make too much, I would appreciate it. There would be reasonable inside, you know, totally, you know, unreasonable to ask, and which is true. I mean, and, you know, we've had neighbors where we've known that there's been illness, stuff like that. We'll just, hey, we got a tub of soup out there. Grab it. Just give it to the neighbor. Here you go. Off you go. Have fun. And, you know, 100%. And by all means, I mean, if you got a new neighbor, they're having a kid, you know, drop a meal by. That's nothing wrong with that. This is not about helping out neighbors. But there were 30-plus specific meals with recipes. Recipes.
He
posted the dinner ideas. Soup and stew recipes we like. Lentil sausage and chard. Really? Lamb meatball stew with orzo. God, that sounds great. Chicken soup with white beans and kale. Seriously. Lunch ideas. Spice, lentil, sweet potato. Are these vegetarians too? breakfast idea. Breakfast egg muffins. Polenta breakfast casserole squares. Gee, that sounds great. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize I could have done this when I was having kids. Baked oatmeal cups. Muesli snackin' cookies. Oh, chocolate peanut butter energy balls. Yes, yeah. We can talk about the balls on that one, yes. I will be 100% on that. It sounds delicious. Anyway, they then let you know what they don't like. And if you
Oh, no.
They let you know what they don't like and what you can't – and if you can't accommodate, you can come and do their dishes or vacuum. Wash their dishes or vacuum their house. There was some colorful language that was implanted I took out of that. Alex really dislikes mashed potatoes. But again, this isn't necessarily about food. Text me and check in. Maybe come visit. Vacuum. Wash some dishes. Walk the dog. That will nourish us just as much. Wow.
You weren't putting this out when you had your kids, were you?
They didn't have it. I didn't realize it could.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy then tops it off by telling us we can sign up for a day to text, and if they decide they would rather not see the couple, we can cook them a meal and leave them in the cooler. This will provide in the yard because he couldn't be bothered answering the door. I'm going to read this. This is special instructions. Meal train is loose. We're looking for a check-in train to have people check in on us to see if we need or want anything as we acclimate to our new routine. That might mean a meal or some snack staples. Yes, it might mean stopping by and walking the dog or doing some dishes or simply bringing a smile and some conversation. Text me on the day and I can let you know what we need. If we could use some food but prefer no distractions, I'll put a big white cooler in our side yard. Now, I will say this. I had a neighbor who had a fairly serious family issue. And, you know, just were saying that there were going to be some days where they didn't want to answer the door and there would be a cooler out there. And by all means, just leave the food in the cooler. That would be fine. That I have no problem with. But this is almost complete strangers that you've just signed up for on this device. As the poster goes, if I don't egg their house, I deserve an award. No, you do deserve an award. Although, make sure they're vegan, organic eggs before you throw them, because apparently they're a little specific on that. I might have to start doing more of this next door stuff, man. These neighborhood websites. These are just gold mines, man. I'm sorry. I will say this. Even if I have only met you once in passing at a neighborhood picnic or something like that, if I knew you were having a kid, I would definitely try. We would try to swing on by one day and drop off a lasagna, baked dish, soup, something like that. Absolutely, 100%. Would 100% be on board for that. But if I saw this and this was again, I wouldn't be bringing anything by. Because this to me is almost like when you're at the hospital and if you ever have a baby, you know, the nurses are very quick to say, this is your kid. Do not expect us to take care of your child for you. You need to change it. You need to feed it. This is your child. And they will take the child on like the first day to let mom get some sleep. But that's pretty much it. And that's why dad is at the hospital. So as much as I know this is going to be a change for you, suck it up, Buttercup. That's what we kind of all did. And the audacity of putting out a recipe list. I don't care if there is a food that will toxify you if you eat it. If someone brings it, you say thank you and appreciate it. That's what you do. I'm not going to call this millennial because I don't believe in that. Because I know a lot of millennials who are actually outstanding, great kids, and they are very astute and they're future leaders for sure. This is just jerkishness, and this is someone that, in my mind, that's just not ready to deal with the real world and is expecting their mama to take care of them. And now that's not going to happen, they're begging the neighbors to be their mama for them because that's just make me my favorite recipe.
These are foods I can't have.
Hey, I got a big bucket of balls for you right here. All right? Let's get Reverend Jack on in here. On that note, Reverend Jack is in Minneapolis, kind enough to hold. Welcome on in, sir.
What's up, dude? That was so funny. I was laughing out loud. That was hilarious. Anyways, thank you for that. Just real quick, here's the deal. So in Robbinsdale, you know, the nickname for Robbinsdale is Birdtown. I don't know why, because there's two B's in Robbinsdale, so there's not in the bird. But that's beside the point. So they got this website called like Birdtown, it's not the next door, but it's something like that, Birdtown something. And it's run by the Chamber of Commerce. They monitor it. So if you put some up that's even a little bit negative, like, oh, there's a watch out for the pothole over on 42nd and Ewing, all of a sudden it gets taken down. So somebody put up this other website called Birdtown Unedited, and oh my Lord, you should check it out. I mean, people, like you said, they get to fighting, they get to it's hilarious, man. And anytime somebody starts to question what someone's putting up there, they're like, hey, man, unedited, dude. If you don't like it, go over to the other site. Oh, man, I'm telling you. It'll start out with something simple like, well, I saw a guy walking through the drive-thru at the CVS drive-thru. You shouldn't walk through. And then people throw in their opinions. Next thing you know, people are just going nuts. You're right. It's a gold mine. It's fantastic. It's hours of entertainment.
Could I take should I take the post this other guy posted? Should I take that post and put it on Birdtown Unedited?
Oh, dude, yes. Yeah, on Birdtown. Yes, dude, please. Please do.
It's going to be a little scientific experience Reverend Jack and I are going to do. Okay, I'm going to try this. I'll see what I can figure out. Thank you, Reverend Jack. Have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too. Happy Easter, brother.
Happy God Easter, bless. My friend. 952-946-6205. If you did this on Robbinsdale,
are you going to pretend this is you saying this?
Should I?
Who's this prima donna radio host, man?
No, I'm going to.
You're going to be what, Mark McNeil or something?
Clint
McNeil.
No. Clint Labardeau. Clint Labardeau. All right, we're gonna.
You're gonna go with some elitist sounding.
Yeah, you're damn right. I am.
You're gonna put like the third on there.
The fourth. Labardeau. Clint Labardeau the fourth, posting on Robbinsdale Unedited. Oh, I'm very tempted. I gotta go look at what the rules are with that, though. I'll have to go check out that and see if I can do that.
All right, there, Clint.
Mr. Lombardo the fourth, please. I didn't go to doctor school just so I could be called Mr. Dr. Clinton Lombardo the fourth. Oh, that screams a Dinah, doesn't it? Oh, it will go over so well in Robbinsdale. Oh, it's the little things. This is just about entertaining ourselves. Really, it is. I mean, if you're looking, we're just a clown show. Whee! 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Speaking of clown shows, some more takes on the Trump disaster train. And no, the impeachment charges, we should start the impeachment process now. I think we've got enough. Now we should start impeaching this clown. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, this is Laura with Food Freedom Radio, Saturdays at 8 a.m. Climate change is real, the soil's being depleted, and water's becoming more polluted. Knowing is not enough. Time for action. Go plant a garden. Stop pesticide use. Learn about CSAs. Seward Community Co-op is going to be hosting a CSA fair all day on April 27th. Or go to a barn dance in Red Wing, the Land Stewardship Project, on April 27th, 5 to 9. And listen to Food Freedom Radio, Saturdays at 8 a.m.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I speak nationally and internationally on the subjects of entrepreneurship, trades reform, apprenticeship, craftsmanship, and coding science. I've created a rigorous apprenticeship program where I find, train, inspire, and mentor young people in my craft. The result is an ultra-professional crew of craftspeople that cares about their work and your project. We're not like other contractors. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavik.com to learn more.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota and the vehicle which made me fall in love with Toyotas was the RAV4. Now, Toyota is just teasing me as they have an all-new, fully redesigned RAV4. It's gorgeous. A distinct exterior that pops and a refined interior which has everything you want and room to move. And the big news is the RAV4 now comes in a hybrid version. Remember, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance. Test drive the new RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, y'all, this is Hunter Hawes, and me and Eric Nelson host a brand new show on AM 950, Mission Accomplishers, Saturdays at 7 p.m. And Saturday, April 27th, we have a very special edition of Mission Accomplishers. We're broadcasting from the Libertarian Party of Minnesota's state convention. That's right, Mission Accomplishers from the Libertarian Party convention, Saturday, April 27th at 7 p.m. on AM 950.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show.
I know when to go out.
Yeah, we if we do this, we have to kind of do stuff really obnoxious. Like, you can trim my shrubs. you can paint my garage. or we'll take oil change gift cards. Jeez. Because we got a baby.
One baby.
One baby. Not like eight, like the pioneers did when they were living in a sod house and had to go, all right, after I've given birth, I better go slaughter that goat.
You know, you need to say something, too. The nanny can only help out 6 hours a day.
that we only have two au pairs, and that means the weekends are going to be real tough. Oh, God. God, that would just – yeah, I might have to do some. I might have to do something with that. 952-946-6205. So I want to make sure we do understand fully what – because I think that after – so the Mueller report hits yesterday. Things are streaming out through the day. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons why I got the show posted so late last night as I was just reading through the incredible volume of stuff that they had kind of come through. And so this morning – I read about 7 or 8 different news breakdowns of the report, and I want to make sure we understand 3 different things. And then I want to talk about the probably the most 3 terrifying things about this report. And I do mean terrifying because they imply that indeed something very nefarious is going on here. The first here are the 3 things. I mean, this is what the Mueller report actually does say. Even if he wanted to, Mueller felt he could not indict Trump due to DOJ policy about indicting a sitting president. There are rules in place which basically say that a president is, you know, it's very difficult to indict a sitting president because they're being a president. That, you know, that legal matters against a president, there is a process in place that does not involve the Department of Justice. It involves the legislative branch, namely impeachment. And that is so that and what's supposed to happen is that if you get evidence of crimes of sort of like, oh, I don't know, a person 10 times saying that they want to obstruct justice, regardless of whether or not they succeeded. And once again, I'll get to that in a second here, but I'll revisit that in a second. But if someone was to say, try to obstruct justice 10 times, that, you know, the House and the Senate are supposed to take care of that president, and that's just the way it is. And there's other people they can impeach as well. Supreme Court justices can be recalled and stuff like that. Vice presidents, other members of the administration as well. So it's not that Mueller – you have to factor that in because that is an important statement. That Mueller did not feel as if that there was a ability for him to indict the president. Now, by the way, yesterday Barr was asked on point whether or not Mueller quoted that DOJ rule in regards to this report. Barr said no. He very clearly says this is part of the reason for my rationale and my justification. So Barr was lying there. Mueller said Congress should take up the case. And that's exactly what it is that what Mueller has done is presented enough information to where the Congress should do a further investigation and then make some decisions on what the next course of action should be. Absolutely. Barr yesterday dismissed this outright, saying that no one was suggesting the Congress take it over because he wants to make it seem like there is nothing here. There is definitively something here. And the Congress is the place it should go. The Department of Justice, Attorney General Barr does not have the ability to tell the Congress they can or cannot investigate a sitting president. Him insisting that that's the case is ludicrous. That is what the founding fathers set up in the Constitution, is that the legislative branch oversees the executive branch, and the judicial branch oversees both branches. And that's how it goes. The third thing, which I think is the most important, Mueller repeatedly in this report says he and his staff tried their hardest to prove that Trump was innocent, and at the end of the day, they just could not do it. That is not, we can't find evidence to charge him. They were out trying to exonerate Trump. They were trying their hardest to exonerate him. And at the end of the day, they couldn't do it. Now, Trump admitting that he fired Comey to Lester Holt, there's an admission of this. And regardless of whether at that one moment, that would be in any court case. I was reading some briefs about that. That one case should be enough to get him on obstruction of justice. His own admission to a TV reporter, unprovoked, that, yeah, I fired James Comey because of the Russia investigation. And so What I think they were trying to do was saying is, you know, and they point to numerous times where members of the Trump administration did not follow through with orders from Trump to fire Mueller or remove him or shut down the investigation. But it does seem like that there's enough evidence there. I mean, the firing of James Comey. James Comey was fired. Trump has admitted he fired James Comey because of the Russia investigation. Open, shut case. You're done. If most cases had that kind of that level of evidence, then we would not that would be an open and shut case. We have another 9 cases of Trump ordering people to obstruct justice. But we're going to take a break. When I come on back, there are 3 very specific elements of the collusion side of this. Now, yesterday, if you listen to the show, I broke down pretty substantially that I don't think Mueller basically has exonerated him for collusion at all. I think what he's done is he said, we can't draw the lines from point A to point B. Some of that is because they didn't interview the president. Some of that is because they didn't interview other people. But as well, there are still some investigations ongoing right now, including Roger Stone and you know, Manafort. There are other investigations still going around there. There clearly could still be a line here. At the end of the day, regardless, there's enough smoke there. There might not be a fire, as Mueller says, but there still is a tremendous amount of smoke around this that is not explainable. And I'm going to get to there because there are 3 specific elements of the collusion which definitively need more answers, because it's terrifying to think about what could possibly be going on with these things, not speculating anymore. I don't have to say speculation. These are things Mueller said has happened. So with these 3 admissions of what is really going on, I think we actually have a much larger problem. And I think we definitively, like I said yesterday, I think it's time for us to start the impeachment process. I absolutely do. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
It's amazing. After you take a shower or bath, you just feel better about yourself. Refreshed and clean and confident. Your home doesn't have feelings, but if it did, that's how it feels when Zero Res cleans the carpet and air ducts. Kick off your freshest spring cleaning yet and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaning by Zero Res for just $139. Call 952-ZERO-RES or book online anytime at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward. It spells the same.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
The entire buying experience with Rudy Luther Toyota is so worthwhile. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance with every new Toyota purchased. Their super staff is wonderful, always ready to help. And there's the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Head on over to Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
April showers bring May flowers, but who knows what else April weather will bring. Fortunately, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has you covered. Standard's triple savings sale saves you up to $2,300 when you install a new furnace and AC before April 30th. So, find out more about Standard's triple savings sale and how you can save up to $2,300 today at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the Week is the fine folks over at Cafe Latte. We've been talking all week about their breads. Once again, every day, different breads, different scones available. They're making them fresh there. They're fantastic. And if you get the chance, go over there and try those out. Of course, great pizzas as well. The desserts are sensational. Just a great place to relax, though. Stop on by. Cafe Latte, one of the best locations in the metro area. Victoria and Grand in St. Paul. It is the EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week. So, when you come to Trump and this, and I want to be very clear to guys like Steny Hoyer and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, this old guard, this Republicans that came through in the 90s and 2000s who basically are still infatuated with being as moderate as you possibly can be, being to the far right of the Democratic Party. Stop it. Stop it. If Obama, once again, if Obama would have done 1/50th of what was described in the Mueller report yesterday, if he would have done 1/50th of that, every single Republican would have been smacking on a podium talking about impeachment. And here you guys are when, what are you missing here, for God's sakes? And this is the redacted report. This is the redacted one. And you guys are sitting there saying, well, gee willikers, I think that, you know what? We should give them a fierce finger wagging. Ooh, they'll learn their lesson then. But I think we should go. What are you doing? This is an impeachable offense. He tried. The Mueller report found that he tried. Just forget about collusion. And I'm going to get to collusion here in a second. The Mueller report found he tried 10 times to obstruct justice. 10 times. And he admitted doing so on TV. You guys have got to stop. Well, if we do this, no moderate Republican will vote for us. Shut up. The reason why the modern Democratic Party, the people that are these new freshman Democrats, the people that like Bernie Sanders, they like these other more liberal candidates out there. The reason why they liked Paul Wellstone, the reason why they liked Paul Wellstone was that we remembered what this party was for. And the minute that we started trying to whitewash our party and become this Republican-like crap is when we started really struggling in this country. Instead of going out there and fighting for good jobs and good wages, health care for all, going out there fighting for education, fighting for the environment, fighting for the American people, as opposed to trying to win over 6 or 7 Republicans as some sort of victory rally. The minute that we forgot who we were is the minute we got into this mess. And the people who vote Democrat are so damn thirsty for true progressive democratic ideals. Why do you think healthcare for all is a major topic? Because all of a sudden these people are like, well, you know, they seem to really want it. Yeah, in a place where you have to consider the death of your own child because the cost of taking care of that child, if God forbid they get a serious illness, will bankrupt you and your family. Yeah, having something a little more affordable is something that people want. My God. I mean, are you really at this point? And the fact that you put out, and Steny Hoyer, the majority leader in the House, the fact that that clown put out this, what almost looks like a press release from the White House. We should let bygones be bygones. And he was backpedaling later that night after he got destroyed, saying, no, we need all the information, we need to do this. You don't even have all the freaking information, and you're already saying, let's just focus on the next thing. You have him. This is not made up. This is not chewing gum or latte salutes or tan suits or no jacket in the Oval Office. This is obstruction of justice. 10 times. You've got him. And I don't care that the Senate won't throw him out. I don't care. Make those senators, all of them, who are up for re-election in 2020, make them have to go down to the Senate floor with the evidence that we have and defend him. make them go, have to go out there and make this speech. Well, even though there seems to be plenty of evidence that the president did this, I still think this is Democratic sour grapes. Make them sign their own retirement papers because they won't win re-election. I will fight, and I want the DFL, I want the Democratic Party to know this. If any Democrat with you have this level of evidence is out there saying, well, we shouldn't impeach, I will do everything in my power that we primary you and get someone in there that has some spine, some cojones, some dignity to go out there and fight. Because you know what? Sitting there and watching this come on out and seeing senior Democrats talk about, well, let's let bygones be bygones. I just don't know. What you wonder why the Democratic Party has been struggling. You guys know how to grab defeat from the jaws of victory, and you do it with aplomb. For God's sake, stop it. 952-946-6205. Let's take Jeff in Prior Lake. Jeff in Prior Lake, I'll let you get in here really quick. Go right ahead.
Hey, Matt, great show. I agree with you 1,000,000%. The Republicans are not going to vote for us, so we don't need to delude ourselves. The only question I had for you is there double jeopardy in impeachment? Because if we only get one bite at the apple, we got to think about that. If we get a couple of them, then I think you're absolutely right. Let's go after this guy. But if we only get one bite at the apple, then we got to have the Senate to convict. What's your thoughts?
My thought is this, is that there are cases of alleged sexual misbehavior by Trump. There are court cases that are going through right now that are also going to get him. At the end of the day, one of the things that's happened since Nixon is leaders of both parties have muddied the water enough to where they want to have the ability to not have to throw someone out of office. And I'll give you a great example. Clinton, when they had Clinton impeached and they were going to the trial in the Senate, the Republicans were freaked out to find out that their campaign against Clinton had actually been somewhat successful, and they actually had enough votes to throw Clinton out of office. And that led to some Republicans switching their votes to no, because they did not want to give Al Gore a head start on the upcoming election. They just wanted to basically be able to wag fingers at Bill Clinton. And so Bill Clinton stayed in office, but he was impeached and had the scandal and all that stuff. The reality is that this stain will never leave him. It's not as if this is a Law and Order episode and he'll walk out and he'll be able, he will not be able to. And once again, you're talking about financial things. You got the Epstein case, which is going to come on back. We got you've got the sexual harassment issues. You've got his taxes and financial issues. His charity is a complete fraud. That's in big trouble in New York. Trust me, there's enough bites on the buffet here. I think we're going to be fine. But even if these issues die under this, the reality is that the last thing Trump wants to do is to have the American people get an unredacted version of this, because I'm going to guarantee you the unredacted version of this basically points out, yeah, there's a lot of guilt here. Here are the three things of the Mueller report which really, I mean, really, really, really bugged me the most of all. There is a lot of things. And I posted this yesterday here. And I'll read the whole thing here and then I'll come back to it. The Mueller report says they couldn't prove collusion between Trump, his campaign, and Russia. Trump AG Barr and the administration said it exonerates them. Here's what the Mueller report does say. These are all the things that are in the Mueller report. Russian government did indeed interfere with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The Russians were working to get Trump elected. There were extensive ties between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Trump was clearly bothered by the idea of the Mueller investigation looking into the Russian connections to his campaign. Russia was openly offering assistance to the Trump campaign. Members of the campaign staff were eagerly accepting some of those offers of assistance from the Russians. There was an active and intentional attempt to cover up the Trump Tower meeting with the Russians had with the campaign. The Trump administration officials were very concerned about emails from that Trump Tower meeting with the Russians. Russians. Trump campaign chair was sharing campaign strategy campaign information with the Russians, including polling data and battleground state information about Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Minnesota, three of which surprisingly went for Trump on election night. There was an aggressive effort by Trump to kill the investigation into his Russian connections. Text messages from both the phones of former presidential advisor Steve Bannon and unofficial presidential advisor Eric Prince regarding a meeting the Prince had with Russians overseas mysteriously disappeared. There is evidence compromising videotape of the Trump engaging in perverted sexual activity in a hotel in Russia in 2013. The tape mentioned in the Steele dossier actually exists, creating a definite possibility the Russians would be blackmailing the president. And then on top of that, we have Trump asking publicly for the Russians to get Hillary Clinton's email, something hackers from Russia attempted to do that day. And on top of it all, everything Trump has done in his office has been basically a Russian wish list on U.S. domestic and international policy. So, as I said yesterday, and I put this out last night, there's clearly a lot of smoke here still. But here are the three most damning parts. I'll start with the videotape. This is okay. It's funny when Colbert and others are mocking this. This is, if there's compromise, if there is a compromising videotape of Trump in a hotel room with prostitutes urinating on a bed that Obama slept on, if that tape does exist, and by the way, I have zero doubt, if it did happen, it exists. And by the way, once again, the Mueller report says a tape that is as described in the Steele dossier does exist. That is the testimony of a Russian who said, nope, I've seen the tape, and it's pretty much as described in the Steele dossier. So the urine tape apparently does exist. And Trump is stupid enough to go into a Russian hotel room and not think that he's going to be videotaped because he's an idiot. But this is 2013. Trump was really never that much. I mean, if this was, I mean, all of a sudden Trump was saying more and more about running for president. You have to ask the question of how compromised is he? How compromised is Trump at this point? And clearly this was one of those salacious details they did not want to have come on out. And my guess would be is Barr looked at Trump's attorneys when they wanted to redact all this stuff about the videotape and say, you know, get rid of it. He said, if you redact it and that comes on out, you guys are in such big trouble because then it's really the big scandal. So just they're trying to ease and abate that element of the story by allowing that element to get out there. But once again, you have now the vehicle for a blackmail to take place. The tape of Trump having perverted sex acts going on in a hotel in Russia. The text messages from Steve Bannon and Eric Prince disappearing. Now, once again, two separate cell phones, two separate people, same meeting with a Russian. And a meeting with the Russians in an incredibly out-of-the-way place that would make it very difficult to track down what exactly had happened. Because there's not many people spying on what's going on in the Seychelles Islands. There's just not much going on down there. So there's not an active British or French spy ring down there. That's why they chose it. But miraculously, the text messages from Steve Bannon's phone and the text messages from Eric Prince's phone both mysteriously disappeared, and that is their answer. The text messages must have disappeared. Now, once again, they can't just disappear off the phone. The server and the routers that their cell phones use, it has to be deleted off them too. Now, I'm not sure if the Mueller investigation actually subpoenaed those documents, but there clearly was an effort to cover this up. And when the minute it's the minute you start trying to cover it up, there's the big problem. But here is by far the most terrifying element of this. The Russian government did indeed interfere in the presidential election. They were, and once again, 100% for Trump. This is not me saying this. This is the Mueller reports. Their investigation said Russia wanted Trump to win and they were interfering in the election. When Manafort was giving information, he gave information. This is Gates's testimony that Gates was Manafort's assistant. Gates told them that the Russians wanted polling data and information on campaign strategy for battleground states, including Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, three of which of those states surprisingly went for Trump on election night. And Wisconsin and Michigan, in both of those cases, as people have said, it was only a handful of votes. And I can tell you this, I don't know about Michigan, but I can tell you this about Wisconsin. Wisconsin, the Republicans over there refused to even look into anything like this. I think that there is very much the possibility that the election was fraudulent. Now, would we ever find out? Because on one side of it, if we were ever to find out a major election was fraudulent, would we ever trust the election system again? Probably we'd have to go back to paper ballots and stuff like that, but I don't know if we would. And so whether or not this will ever come to light, remains to be seen. But the fact that they specifically were looking at states wanting battleground information, and once again, we've had Steve Simon on the air. We've talked about the elections in Minnesota. We've talked about how this stuff goes on. And that it is very difficult in Minnesota to change outcomes. You can't do it, really. And that we have had, you know, people, we were targeted, but nothing happened here in Minnesota, at least not to our suspicion. The other states don't have the security features in place that we do. Trump was Russia's choice. Russia did interfere in the election. The Russians, the GRU, got the information from Manafort on those specific states. And trust me when I say, when you're talking about presidential elections, they go block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, community by community, town by town, city by city, county by county, state by state. So if you gave the Russians that information, we're not talking about here's just some generic polling data. They would break it down in incredible detail. And if the Russians had that information, courtesy of Paul Manafort, yeah, and they were able to get access to election systems which were manipulatable or were being run by Republicans who didn't care if they were being manipulated, yeah, you could fix an election. You could easily fix an election. We all should be a little concerned about what the hell's going on, and I am not willing to give a pass on collusion quite yet. I want to see the rest of that report. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Some quick hits when we come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Art lovers, it's time to celebrate, learn about, and collect local art at the St. Paul Art Crawl, running April 26th to 28th. The Spring St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you will have the chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artists' studios, lofts, and galleries. Up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 34 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for your own. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community, too, with free transit passes. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at stpaulartcrawl.org. That's stpaulartcrawl.org.
One of the best parts of spring is the annual Easter Brunch Buffet at the Park Tavern. Enjoy Easter ham and herb-crusted beef, eggs benedict, Atlantic cod, a variety of salads, sides, and desserts. Seatings are at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 21st, and reservations are recommended. $20.95 for adults, $14.95 for seniors. Kids are $10.95, and 5 and under are free. And don't forget the hour of free bowling with every reservation. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, and at parktavern.net, a great Easter brunch with family is easy at the Park Tavern.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. A few things to wrap up here really quick. First of all, I want to make sure I mention this. Republicans are still holding up funding from the federal government, which is ours for the taking. All we have to do is have the state accept it. Mary Kiffmeyer, for some inexplicable reason, is refusing to get that aid, even though we now have definitive proof from the Mueller report that Minnesota was targeted. The Russians are going to do it again. But Mary Kiffmeyer, for some reason, I don't know. I don't know what her motivations are. Does she want the Russians to win? Is she a spoiled sport because she's not the Secretary of State anymore? I don't know. All I know is she's a freaking idiot because we got this money that we need, and obviously we have a big problem here. And, you know, Susie Aragon in her district up there is just being a moron. Get the security, get the funds for Secretary of State Simon, and let's fix this problem. Unless you want the Russians to interfere with the election, because it sure seems like that's what they're doing. I did want to also mention I have not talked about the Mohamed Noor trial that much regard to the shooting of Justine Dumond. But I will say this. After the testimony yesterday, I'm once again at the point where I don't think you are going to get a conviction here, because the Republicans have written the laws for police in this state to where, and I've said this, I mean, quite literally, if you want to commit a murder in the state of Minnesota, become a cop. And you could be drunk. I've said this scenario a few times. You could be drunk in a bar, say, I'm going to go get my gun and shoot you to a guy. Get into your car drunk, drive home, get a gun, come back to the bar, pull the car out and say, I got my gun now, and then shoot the guy. And all you have to do if you say you're an officer is saying, I was scared. I was an officer. I was scared. And even though you're off duty, that's, you know, there's still a 50-50 chance, even in that scenario, you're not going to jail, because the Republicans wrote the laws so loosey-goosey that there is not really a way that you're going to be able to you know, get an honest conviction. And the testimony yesterday basically gives that once again, I was scared defense. And here you have Justine Dumond. And I mean, I will say this, if Mohamed Noor is convicted, considering this is the same exact thing that got the other officers, whether it was Clark or Philando Castile, that got them excused, if it isn't, it's because he's black that he got the conviction. And I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, but the reality is from the testimony yesterday, they put enough evidence under the Republican argument that police can kill anyone they want to. There's not really much that they can do. There's not really much they can do. I also wanted to mention, in case you missed this, Metro Transit broke the single-day light rail ridership record for the NCAA Men's Final Four Championship game. They had 130,000 people riding the light rail on Monday, April 8th. The total for the four-day weekend was it 4,800? Yeah, 400. In all, Metro Transit reported 498,495 light rail rides on the final four weekend. 500,000 people. Reminder, Republicans say, no one's going to ride it. Empty trains. They're idiots. Anyway, Easter weekend, once again, remind all evangelicals, you know, they need to go back and reread Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four books that makes Christians Christian, because there's a lot in those books they ignore. And this is one of the few times each year they will crack open one of those four books. So tell them to go reread that. Have a great Easter. Have a great Passover. We're back on Monday. Till then, see ya.